Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. This is the saint of the day for September 22nd, Saint Lorenzo Ruiz and Companions. Lorenzo took refuge with the priest, Antonio Gonzalez, because he was sought by the authorities on account of a homicide at which he was present or which was attributed to him. With the three Dominicans, there was a Japanese priest, Vicente Schwalanka de la Cruz. Saint Lorenzo Ruiz is the first Filipino venerated in the Roman Catholic Church. Of Chinese-Filipino parentage, he became the country's pro-martyr after the execution by the Tokugawa Shogunate during his persecution of Japanese Christians in the 17th century. They were subjected to an unspeakable kind of torture. The superior, Father Gonzalez, died after some days. Both Father Schwarzanka Lorenzo broke under torture, which included the insertion of bamboo needles under their fingernails, but both were brought back to courage by their companions. In Lorenzo's moment of crisis, he asked the interpreter, "I would like to know if by apostatizing they will spare my life." The interpreter was noncommittal, but in the ensuing hours, Lorenzo felt his faith grow strong. He became bold, even audacious, with his interrogators. The five were put to death by being hanged upside down in pits. They were tightly bound to slow circulation and prevent a speedy death. They were allowed to hang for 3 days. By that time, Lorenzo and Larzo were dead. Still alive, the three priests were beheaded. In 1987, Pope John Paul II canonized the 6 and 10 others, Asians and Europeans, men and women, who spread the faith in the Philippines, Formosa and Japan. Lorenzo Ruiz is the first canonized Filipino martyr. The liturgical feast of St. Lorenzo Ruiz and Companions is celebrated on September 28th. We ordinary Christians of today, how would we stand up in the circumstances these martyrs faced? We sympathize with the two who temporarily denied the faith. We understand Lorenzo's terrible moment of temptation, but we see also the courage, inexplicable in human terms, which surged from their store of faith, martyrdom like ordinary life, is a miracle of grace. And that is our saint for the day, Saint Lorenzo and Companions. For this 22nd day of September.
Thank you, Michael. And this is Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Lorenzo, Lorez, and Companions. Stand in the gap as we ask for their prayers for us and all the saints. And we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Now our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Teresa of Calcutta. And she said, joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. And her prayer for priests, Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth and old age, their entire lives serving and giving all to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And praying for others was central to his mission and should be for us, especially intercession for priests. Thank you, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, for that wonderful prayer. And St. John Vianney, he said this: when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a great reason to go to confession right there. And St. John Vianney also said, when you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you're tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. And that's another great reason, ladies and gentlemen, to pray the rosary. And so the Catholic priest, always at our side, should we fall. Go to confession often. And so, St. John Vianney, patron of priests, pray for us. And so now we move forward in our show here on our prayer for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children,
you'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And we pray for protection, for transformation, and for restoration. Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, May we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphna, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Nicholas, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony, S, and all you heavenly saints, and along with St. Lorenzo Ruiz and companions, St. Andrew, and St. Padre Pio, whose sneak peek is tomorrow. St. Padre Pio, tomorrow. So we pray for our children. And we pray for Pope Francis, and we pope for our Pope Francis, and we pray for all our clergy around the world today. Pray for all those in most need of your mercy. We pray for those who are suffering from addictions of all kinds. And Lord, we pray for addictions. We pray for those addictions, for deliverance from those addictions. We pray for liberty and triumph. We pray for triumph, victory over those addictions. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And now we are moving into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray now for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. They live lives, their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more pain. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the older of things have passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed and provide them with your abundant love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. Dear Lord, I humbly pray and ask you to hear this prayer for the souls of our loved ones. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighed on their soul and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for us, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embraced them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And we pray for the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving the prodigals even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for watching and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans and for our police officers. We pray for those who serve, our nurses and doctors. Pray for those. We pray for them, Lord. We pray. May you be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner. Lord, may they be aware of your presence with them and their families. May your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals that have been diagnosed with all kinds of illnesses, those who have been hurt, car accidents, or, you know, we pray for all those who are in hospitals, that the hospital environment would be according to your will, Lord, a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
We
Well, you've been listening and praying with Deeper Truth, Standing in the Gap with us and St. Lawrence Ruiz and Companions. And tune in for tomorrow as we come back tomorrow with our saint of the day, St. Padre Pio. And we'll see you then. Good day. And may the Lord's blessings be upon you all and your families and our nation and our and peace in the world today. Amen. God bless.